T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show is brought to you by Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw with the Retirement Advisory Group, retirementkey.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hey, happy Wednesday. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Mark Cox himself walking into the studio, but we all know that Mark Cox is walking in at this time because he was busy making sure he's staying up to date on all the news of the day.
Well, thank you, Kim St. Ange, for saying that. Actually, I was just getting coffee.
Oh, okay. Did you bring us some?
Thank you. I did not.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
I'm sorry. I'll be more thoughtful next time.
Please do so.
Yeah, thank you very much for covering for me there. I didn't get my alarm calls I normally do because Ethan Bright is off, and Ethan Hannaford told me too late, so I'm going to hang it on him. I'm just kidding. It was my fault completely. Anyway, I was back there working on some last-minute sound from Lara Logan, one of my favorite guests of all time. I haven't had her on in a long time because she's been doing other stuff, but fantastic. And I tell you what, she has got some, what she's reporting this morning, if any of it is true. And the thing we know about Lara Logan is that she has some incredible sources as a reporter, is that there's more to this bridge collapse than the federal government wants you to think. And it's a question that is going to have to be asked. Not to plant conspiracy theories, not for anything else, but she's claiming that sources deep inside the government are telling her this has all the markings of exactly what they've been worried about since 9/11.
So
because of the critical infrastructure that this blocks in a major port in America. Any other bridge in that town that they would hit would not have had this impact. And she just claims there's that they have to investigate this. They are investigating it, but to calm down the public, they're telling everybody there's no signs of terrorism here.
So is she suggesting that her sources believe that the container ship intentionally ran into the bridge,
yes,
or that there was, say, dynamite or some explosive there that, blew up the bridge?
I did watch one of those conspiracy theory videos yesterday where there's some guy claiming, if you watch this at this second, when this part of the bridge falls apart, there's a spark here. What is that? Was that an explosion? Did they have explosives set there to do that? No, I don't think that's the indication. That's not what Lara Logan is reporting at all. She can explain it so much better than me that I'm going to let her do that in her own words, because that's the audio I was in there editing. As I came running down the hall, I think it's important for people to hear, because at some point somebody's going to go into an FBI briefing, with Ray, Christopher Ray, and they're going to ask these questions. And I can't imagine, I mean, I want to hear somebody in that position counter it, is what I want now. After listening to Laura Logan, I want to hear somebody in from that point of view tell me why that is should not be a legitimate concern. If you're not investigating this, why not?
That's interesting because it makes it seem like it's not as much about, I hate to say this, but like killing as many people as possible.
No.
Because they're saying the ship put out a mayday call prior to hitting the bridge. You can see in one of the videos where the lights are, the power appears to be going off on right before hitting it. So you're more so saying, or she's more so saying, it's actually about making sure that bridge is down because it cuts off a key way of people being able to go back and forth.
Not about killing people.
Okay.
It's
about access, transportation.
It's about interrupting business. It's about interrupting key infrastructure in a major port in the United States. And if they can do it there, there's no reason they can't do it at every other port on the East Coast or West Coast, for that matter. If taking out a bridge is that easy, there's no reason they couldn't do it. There are a bunch of questions that haven't been answered here. Usually a harbor master is in charge when a boat comes into port. That was not the case here. They had a captain on there who was not a harbor master, who had, for all they know, never gone that route before. Why? There are a lot of questions that need to be asked. I'm not saying that Laura's right, but the question she's asking, I've not heard members of the mainstream media ask these questions yet of these authorities.
Well, because you heard Joe Biden come out quickly saying not only did he take a train across the bridge, which is not possible, but he said that there was no sign of terrorism or anything of that sort.
He also said the United States government is going to pay for all of it. Now, I have a question. Let me ask a simple question here. If a train here derails and causes a bunch of people to be evacuated and a bunch of damage in the area, is it the government that comes in and pays for the cleanup, or is it the insurance company for the rail line that is on the hook for all of that? Because they're insured. These boats are all carry massive insurance policies. Why would we not be looking to them first to recover this cost before we promise that the United States government is going to pay for every dime of that bridge replacement?
The government pays for it when it's an election year and Joe Biden wants to appear as if he's doing everything in his power he possibly can to make sure he takes care of it. I'll handle it. Let me put on my cape.
I think you might be onto something. It just so happens that our friend Griff Jenkins is the Fox reporter that's been put on this story in Baltimore. And we have put in the official request, and I followed it up with a text message to my friend Griff to get him on here this morning about 7:35. I'll bring this up to him. There's no way he hasn't heard about it. And I'm wondering who might be the first reporter to pose these questions at the next news conference. They may just deny, but there are questions that I think are going to have to be asked at some point. There's no doubt about that. All right. We've got a great show for you today. We've got a little bit later, Abraham Hamilton on. I'm sure you probably haven't heard of Abraham, but he works at the American Family Association, and he's going to be talking about this U.S. Supreme Court case that allowed the removal of a child who suddenly identified as transgender from a home because the parents did not support the transition of the child. And if you're like me, you're asking at that point, wait, they did what? Yes, which means it could happen to you. And we're going to talk to Abraham about that coming up here about 8:20 this morning. Looking forward to getting him on. We got some more ELO tickets to give away. But first, Carl, let's get to the shortlist, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
At about 1:30, a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware in our train or by car.
That's interesting. It's not a rail bridge. So I guess it's possible he rode across it in a car, but why would you bring up the train? Again, I'm surprised he didn't mention the conductor who was dead 20 years before he had a conversation with him.
But Maryland, we will get through this. The because that is the Maryland spirit, and that's what Maryland is made of.
Yeah, the governor of Maryland there saying what politicians need to say after something like this. That's a Wes Moore talking about how the city will deal with all of this, and it's going to be a pretty major economic blow.
So that is why I'm so proud to introduce to you the next vice president of the United States, Nicole Shanahan.
Ooh, pick me, pick me. Tell me you don't want to be president of the United States without telling me you don't want to be president of the United States.
When I told a number of people that I was talking to you today, it was interesting, though. They all said, would you please just ask her, does the president have dementia?
Yo! Ho, ho, ho! Yeah, how about that? That guy's on the you-know-what list there at the White House because Corinne Jean-Pierre hung up on him after he asked that question.
I listened to this interview, and she's like, this is a very offensive question. I can't even believe you're going to ask this. So she's like, move on. So he asks about the economy, and she's like, I'm out.
She must have, they must have handpicked this guy because they thought it would be soft media and not asking them any hard questions. And Mark Garrison, whoever he happens to be, actually asked her a hard question. Let's start with the first one there, Carl. Go ahead and play the full cut there on cut 10, please.
When I told a number of people that I was talking to you today, it was interesting, though. They all said, would you please just ask her, does the president have dementia? And so before I move on from that, does he?
Mark, I can't even believe you're asking me this question. That is a incredibly offensive question to ask.
But you know people ask it.
No. You're taking us down this rabbit hole. Let me be very clear about this. For the past several years, the president's physician has laid out in a comprehensive way the president's health. This is a president, if you watch him every day, if you really pay attention to his record and what he has done, you will see exactly how focused he's been on the American people, how historic his actions have been. And so I'm not even going to take the premise of your question. I think it is incredibly insulting. And so we can move on to the next question.
I'm looking at this guy. He doesn't seem to be like a left-wing talk show host necessarily. I'm a little surprised that they agreed to do the interview with him on WBT in Charlotte. And I know nothing about him beyond that. But she, of course, wasn't going to answer the question and has to act like it's out of bounds. How is that out of bounds? When they were asking this about Donald Trump a year after he took office and demanding that he take a test for his mental acuity.
Yeah. I don't think it's an offensive question. I think it's a question that a lot of people, even people who support Joe Biden, are asking these days. I think it needs to be asked.
I'm going to play the part where she hung up on him coming up next, but we've run short in this segment, mainly because I got in the studio late. Sorry about that. Apologies to all. We're going to get to a quick break, but first, our national anthem.
Was Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. Don't get excited. We're not giving away the tickets right now. Carl's just teasing you. I just have to tell you that. So the Thomas Helbig event was last night out at the Front Neck Hilton. You hear me talking about it all the time. Incredible crowd. I mean, they filled the room up. They had to bring extra chairs in. I don't know if people showed up that hadn't registered or what, but it was packed. And, of course, Annie and I got there early. Reardon had to wait till he got off the air, and he got there, and we walk around and we're talking with everyone. First name that came up, how's Kim? I'm like, Kim's doing all right. I heard she was a little sick on the air this morning. Yeah, they're worried about your health. Does she really think you pronounce it asterisk?
Oh, my gosh.
That was one of the first things that got brought up to me. So I made it my trivia question. We each get to ask a trivia question, and then we give away a T-shirt.
What was the consensus last night?
Disbelief.
Disbelief.
Yeah. No, they all agree that it's asterisks and that you were wrong. But that's okay. That's okay. We'll let it go. I'm not gonna rub salt in the wound. I did want to mention there were several people who were asking about you. And the other guy chewed my ear off about how happy he is that Carl Middleman is on this show.
Oh. He's
a big rock and roll fan and had listened to another local radio station for many years. He's been listening to Carl pretty much since the day he was on there and just loves the music and the music trivia and all that stuff. So
thanks, sir.
Go. Absolutely.
Or ma'am.
And I'll just throw it out there because we got promos running that basically say the same thing. But if you want to talk about the power of advertising on radio, I witnessed it last night. This room was full of people who went there to listen to Thomas Helbig because I recommended it or Annie recommended it or Mark recommended it. And it was amazing. And the great thing about it is that not a single one of them were pressured into going there and not a single one of them felt any pressure once they were there. Not what it's about. It's just about the fact that people listen to us. And it's humbling. Thank you for that. If you showed up last night, I talked to one guy who drives to work every morning between 5 and 6 and listens to the show. And thank you, sir. We do appreciate that. We appreciate the confidence in what we do. All right. Coming up, we will get to Kim on a Whim here in just a couple minutes. And that's coming up. And then I'm going to get back to this Corinne Jean-Pierre hanging up on this radio host yesterday. I don't know why they would ever turn her loose in an interview like that. That is dangerous territory, but it happened, and we'll get to that and more on this bridge collapse.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right after this, stay tuned.
Kim on a whim.
I was with my in-laws last night for dinner and some of their family, like my husband's uncles and aunts, and we were talking about the Millennium Hotel.
Yes.
I mentioned that yesterday. The city is considering using eminent domain to take it over because they're like, there have been multiple offers. We're trying to figure out the next steps for this building that's been vacant for about
years.
A decade now,
yeah, yeah.
2014. And they're shooting down all the offers. So now this is kind of what we're moving toward is eminent domain. And it's sad because I remember years and years ago back in high school, I went there with my family for dinner, you know, to that restaurant on top of the hotel where
sure.
It would rotate. And it was amazing. I mean, it was a beautiful way to look at the whole city because you're rotating. So if you're, I think it was like an hour's worth, you would see the entire city.
Yeah, and you'd see Busch Stadium and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. And now it's apparently has all this water damage and mold. I remember hearing about asbestos. Supposedly there have been a lot of calls for burglaries to that property. And we were mentioning yesterday, Mark, about downtown in general, that the city has to figure out a way to incentivize businesses in particular to want to invest. I think people are still interested in living on Wash Ave. That doesn't interest me at all. But I think there are enough people who like the idea of living in a downtown area that's not the major issue. I mean, obviously, crime is a concern, but I think the bigger issue is making sure that businesses are investing. And I was talking to someone, again, in my in-laws' family, and they were saying how they know of this rather large employer who used to be located downtown. They moved to the suburbs, and that when the lease was up, the city didn't even make an attempt to try to get them to re-sign. Like, hundreds of employees.
Yeah.
Gone. I mean, that really affects the restaurants, any sort of a shop downtown that would really rely on the lunch crowds and
tax revenue for
everything.
The city. Yeah. They don't get it. They just don't get it. You've got Mayor Tashara Jones was on Twitter yesterday, and I know this because our friend Nick Schroer retweeted it, complaining about the fact that the legislature is once again trying to take over control of the St. Louis police. Well, as Nick pointed out correctly, they're having to do that, Tish, because you're not operating it properly. You're operating it as a political tool and not as a law enforcement agency. And you're driving people away from your own city, and you don't have the sense to see it. You've got $500 million in money from ARPA. You got $400 million in money from the Rams settlement. And instead of spending it on things that matter, like incentives to keep businesses maybe, or law enforcement so people aren't afraid to walk down the street after dusk, but not a dime of that money has gone to law enforcement or anything that would improve the living of people in the city, downtown.
I know there are some restrictions as far as how that ARPA money can be spent, but...
Are there? Did you look at the list?
I thought there were some restrictions, but is there any sort of a restriction as far as police?
Restrictions are income restrictions, as Carl Middleman can tell you, because they did have a thing on there where you could...
improve your house.
You could get money to improve your house, but not...
What, like pay for a new roof?
But not if you make above a certain amount of money. So they're targeting people who are Tish's constituents to vote her back into office.
Yeah.
This is where the money is being given away.
It was It was based on how many people live in your house, and it went as high as 8.
Yeah, but why would you be excluded from that? You're a city resident.
And
it
I
should
have 3.
That money should be open to everyone.
It shouldn't
matter how much your house is worth.
What income cap is it? Do you remember?
I do remember. You had to make... for 3 people living in your house... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let's go to the 4.
Family of four.
Less than $80,000.
For a family of 4 to qualify to get any of that money.
that money. People making less than $80,000, family of four, need assistance.
So you essentially apply for ARPA money and they give it to you, and do you have to, are there any specifications on how you spend that, or you could go to the Cardinals game and spend it on $8 beers?
How would they know unless they're writing the check directly to the person who does the work on your house?
For contractors on that website as well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But there is no regulation really on how that money is spent, right? It's a handout.
It's another way for Tashar Jones, federal tax dollars at work.
But yes. It's their idea. I feel, isn't it Tashar Jones' idea, her administration's plan to make sure
they put together a task force to see how can we handle this out most strategically to benefit us.
I know they've thrown out this idea of getting rid of the earnings tax, the 1% earnings tax. I don't know if that's feasible because I would imagine they do rely on that money, the tax revenue. But I think about people like me who live in St. Charles County, and the only reason I'm having to pay that is because I commute downtown.
It's because we were lucky enough to talk you into working here.
The
no good deed goes unpunished because now you get screwed by having to pay the 1% earnings tax.
No, I think that's a bunch of bogus. I feel bad for anybody, even if they live here in St. Louis, having to pay that.
Yeah.
But especially for people like us who do not live in the city, and the only reason I would come to the city would be for like a Cardinals game or something, or to work.
A tax is a penalty. It's a penalty. You have to pay a penalty for working in the city of St. Louis. So if you're that company that your in-laws knew about that moved out, right? Think of how much money they saved their employees and their top administrators, the CEO, all those people that are making a lot of money. 1% of their income is substantial. They saved all of that by moving across the line into the county.
Well, KMOV just did the same thing. They just moved to Maryland Heights.
That's not why they did it, but they saved their employees a lot of money, and now they don't have to pay for parking either.
I thought about parking. Yeah. I'll bet you anything that their rent is far cheaper. More and more companies, I don't understand what it's going to take to get the leaders in the city of St. Louis to understand this and to do something. The lawmakers talk about getting rid of this earnings tax. Do you think that's ever going to happen?
No. They're driven by money. So if you imagine a stool that you would sit on that has three legs, the earnings tax is more than one third of the city income right now. If it went away, they'd have to make it up somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? So for them, all of this is about, how do we get more tax money to spend how we want, as opposed to what can we do to better the lives of our citizens? That's all it's about. Government, it's its own living, breathing entity that must be fed constantly by the progressives in City Hall. That's all it exists for. How can we, when Tashar Jones was in charge of parking for the city, She did a really good job of increasing the amount of money they brought in on fines and parking meters and all of that stuff, because you got to feed the beast constantly. And if I can bring up one more thing that you brought up off the top with the Millennial Hotel. Two of the most evil words that have ever been given to the federal government is eminent domain. It should be banned. The government should not be able to take your property or my property, or for that matter, some corporate property, just because they're unhappy with what's there and they've decided it would be in the public interest to have something different on that site. The government should not be able to do that. The Constitution should protect us from that.
I would agree with you on that. Okay, so let me just make that clear. Now, on the flip side of that, what do we do when there is, say, a building as big as the Millennium Hotel in downtown St. Louis that's, 87? I mean, no, hold on. 87. How am I getting 87? 28. Oh, my gosh. 28-story hotel. That's I don't want to say an eyesore because it's not completely dilapidated, but it's the site of now burglaries and water damage.
I don't disagree with that. I don't
crime.
Unless they owe zero on it, how are they eating that expense?
I don't know.
They've owned that property for 10 years. They brought in zero money on it. Did they get tax incentives originally to buy it, and that's how they've afforded to keep it for 10 years? I mean, there are a lot of questions need to be asked, but at the end of the day, maybe they bought it as an investment and they see the value going up and they can afford to hang on to it and take a loss on it. Maybe it's a write-off for them. I don't know.
I just don't know what the solution is. I would love to hear someone's
to do
solution.
Something instead of threatening them to do something. is what I would
argue. Okay, I think that's a good solution. Incentivize them. Now, obviously, you're going to have some people, it doesn't matter what kind of bone you throw their way, they're still going to not take the bait. They're not going to be interested in it because they're saying this company, the ownership group, has had multiple offers and not interested in any of them. So they're kind of between a rock and a hard place because I think you make a good argument. This eminent domain idea is not great. But then on top of that, what do you do? I mean, you want to have a thriving city.
Oh, yeah.
We need to have change in St. Louis.
It's a beautiful location.
It is.
I don't know
how. Right by the river.
I don't know how it got to the point it's in today.
I would love to see that restaurant open up again. By the way, I remember going, this is with like a boyfriend in high school, and we went around, and he thought the windows were turning. And I'm like, if the windows were turning, you would see the same view from a different window.
So I'm assuming
we're turning.
You quit dating that idiot after that, right?
This is
please
correct.
Tell
this
me.
Is
okay,
not
that's
my current
good.
Husband.
That's good.
Yeah.
glad to hear that, Kim. That's funny. All right. Yeah, good subject. I've wondered for a long time what they're going to do, but stealing the property for the city is not the answer because they're never going to value it fairly, and they're just going to take it and turn it into a homeless shelter or something. I mean, you know that's what they'll do. All right, let's get to a quick break. Remember, next hour, I believe, is when Carl Middleman has a schedule to give away a couple of ELO tickets. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you, by the way, Carl Middleman.
You're welcome.
I'm out at the St. Charles County Lincoln Dinner on Friday night, Lincoln Day Dinner, and somebody comes up to me, and he'll know who I'm talking about if he's listening this morning. He goes, hey, how those guitar lessons coming along? And I told him that I'm working on it. I am. I've got a friend who's going to help me with it, and it's a matter of us just getting together. We don't live close to each other, but I think he would be a fantastic teacher for me. So that's what I'm working on. Just so you know, Carl Middleman. He asked me if I could play this song. No, I can't.
We're just doing you
a
favor.
I cannot play Eric Clapton songs.
We're holding you accountable. It's like a workout, buddy.
That's why I brought it up.
We're an accountability partner.
I am working out.
You are.
I am. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hey, back to what we were talking about a second ago here. The legislature, the House yesterday, gave first round approval to the state take over the St. Louis police again. And Mayor Jones was on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, complaining about this yesterday, praising Democrats who delayed the debate and all that stuff. But State Representative Brad Crist is the one who's carrying the mantle on this, according to the Post. And he basically says his bill isn't a crime plan and said that Mayor Jones is to blame for a disaffected police force and failing city facing a public safety crisis. And I don't know how you could describe it better. He wants to create a better foundation where decisions are not made. Policing decisions should not be impacted by politics. They shouldn't. Surgeons know how to operate on you. Doctors know how to prescribe medicine to you. Having city government stick its nose in that, I don't think is the answer here when it comes to crime control. Because the mayor has already talked about the fact that she doesn't want some crimes to be enforced. And that's a problem. When you talk about leaving positions open or eliminating positions out of the budget, you're defunding the very agency that exists to fight crime in your city. Maybe we fixed it on the other end with prosecutions now that we have a new circuit attorney. But until you support the police and what they're trying to do and give them more resources, you're out of luck. They quote Lakeisha Bosley, who, by the way, we've had on this show before for some gun control bill she was trying to put up a couple years ago. She claimed that it's racist. What they're trying to do is racist. Since the change is being proposed when an African-American woman is the St. Louis mayor for the first time in history. Well, I'm sorry. I don't think that has anything to do with it. The police were under the control of the state for years and years and years and years until 10 or 12 years ago when the city managed to, I think Francis Slay was still mayor then, managed to wrest back control to locally. And I think it, for a few years, was okay after that. And then the administration turned over and Lida Krusen took over, and she's anti-gun and again, she's for social justice change when it comes to law enforcement. And you've seen it drop, and you've seen a mass exodus of city police officers as a result. It's an embarrassment. And putting it back in state control seems to be the only way to fix that. So we'll continue that discussion. Coming up next hour, we will check on business for you and maybe give away a couple of ELO tickets. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.